I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
It's probably the most famous YouTube video ever. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Charlie Bit My Finger.
Charlie bit me.
This was back when the internet was innocent. Instead of trolls and Karens, kids and cats were the stars of the internet in 2007, and none more so than Charlie. Fast forward, the grinning little finger biter is 14 years old, and thanks to 900 million views on YouTube, you hear me? Almost a billion views. Charlie and his finger-bitten brother now go to private school in England.
Ouch, Charlie! Ah!
14 years later, Charlie can now talk. And here he explains what was going on in that video.
It was just watching TV and just decided to buy him. He put his finger near my mouth, so I just bit.
And Harry, do you still remember the pain of that bite?
Not really.
No lifelong trauma, and as the money continues to roll in, Charlie's family has decided to grab for one last payday. They've turned Charlie Bit My Finger into an NFT. Now, I don't want to get into the convoluted digital sorcery of NFTs, so suffice it to say, the video has been transformed into a one-of-a-kind collectible. The family has promised to remove the video from YouTube forever, so at least in theory, the highest bidder would have the only copy of the video on Earth. And yesterday, 11 bidders threw serious money at this auction. And when the digital dust settled, Charlie Bit My Finger sold to some anonymous internet dude for $761,000. $750,000 to own a hilarious and beloved piece of internet history.
Charlie, that really hurt!
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.